has generated some discussion, and it's been terrific that education has been discussed so widely amongst the community in recent years, which is terrific. Look, it occurs to me, and it's actually backed up by evidence, that our Tassie kids have less schooling than other states of Australia. That's because we have a higher starting age and a lower leaving age. So that's not fair, in my view. I think it's fair that Tasmanian kids should be given just the same opportunities, at the very least, of other states of Australia. And that's just why we plan on reducing, for example, the starting age, lowering that by just 6 months to 4.5. Currently, the prep year starts at 5 years of age. We're talking about lowering that to just 4.5, and that aligns with other states. We're saying 4 years and 6 months. Actually, by the time you get to school, it'll be 4 years and 7 months. And, you know, in New South Wales, for example, people can start school, kids can start school at 4 years and 5 months. And so this is not a radical change. It's one that's bringing in us into line with the rest of Australia. And, of course, you can, if you wish, attend kindergarten starting, which is currently now at four. You can take your child to kindergarten, and now, you know, if the legislation gets through, we'll reduce that to 3.5. So that allows people access a quality early learning earlier. It's providing more funds for public education, as an example, and more teachers in our schools. And so all the evidence points to the fact that the sooner we can engage our kids in quality early learning, the better. And why wouldn't we want to provide our kids in Tassie with the same opportunities as every other state of Australia has?
What's the plan for this to start? Are you looking about next year?
No, this is, look, we've been talking about this since September 2014. So there's been an Education Act review out there in the community for people to discuss. It's just not just the starting and leaving ages. There's all other areas in terms of, you know, trying to improve attendance rates and all the things we can do to improve our Education Act and the legal framework in terms of trying to improve our educational outcomes in Tasmania. And we've been consulting for almost 2 years now on the changes, and we had some 230 submissions up till December 2014. I went to 17 public forums last year in July and August, talking about the Education Act review. We've received further submissions to March, or to May this year, in actual fact, where we released the draft legislation in March. And we're further consulting, and the legislation will hit the Parliament in September this year, we expect, and be debated in Parliament. And I'm happy to travel every inch of Tasmania to, talk to the community and listen to the community about the educational needs and what the Act and changes to the Act will mean to them. Getting to your question, of course, when it comes to starting and leaving ages, this will not kick in till 2020. So if your child is born this year, it will affect you. And if you are in grade 7 this year, the leaving age extension will affect you as well. So there's plenty of time. In fact, there would have been 5 years of consultation, implementation, if you like. But the legislation goes through in September. There'll be a further 3 years to work with the community, childcare centres and parents to ensure this is a very smooth transition that will undoubtedly benefit children in Tasmania.
Are you getting support from the state opposition on this?
Look, it's in certain areas we are. But they haven't nailed the colours of the mast exactly yet. But we have got support from the Children's Commissioner, Tasmanian Principals Association, key sectors within Tasmania, the Tasmanian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. There is quite a deal of support for changes to our education system. And we have a particular challenge in Tasmania that we have high areas of disadvantage. And in fact, we are, you know, in terms of our socioeconomic status, we have a large proportion of our Tasmanian families in disadvantaged areas, and you know, as compared to other states. And so we need to do all we can to help all Tasmanians engage with education. And one of the ways, of course, of breaking the cycle of disadvantage is to, you know, keep our kids at school longer and for them to get the best education possible. And that's what we're all about. It's so important. Education is everyone's responsibility. But, of course, we have to support our schools and our teachers and our support staff the best we can to so they can support the families that come through the school gate every day.